RadioMD.com.
Listen, it's health radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
When you think of processed foods, you think of fast food restaurants, and you think of, you know, macaroni and cheese and things that come in a box. But processed foods aren't just junk foods like baked goods. You know, they're located in every aisle of your grocery store, and you're probably eating more of them than you even realize. My guest today is Dr. Jennifer Pote. She's a research assistant professor at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. She's also a nutritional epidemiologist. Welcome to the show, Dr. Pote. So let's talk about some of these processed foods. You know, we talk so much nutrition on all of our shows here at Radio MD, and people still don't quite know how to recognize a processed food from an all-natural food. So tell us a little bit about how we recognize those.
Well, that's a great question, and that was a key issue that we wanted to examine in our study. So what is a processed food? So actually, by the U.S. government's definition, a processed food is anything other than a raw agricultural commodity. So they're including processed foods, anything ranging from a bagged salad to pasteurized milk, things like cooking oils, frozen vegetables or canned fruit, to things like candy or chips or cookies or soda. So actually, the term processed food, when we consider processing being anything that alters food from its natural state, processed food is actually a really wide, diverse array of different products with really different nutritional content. So what we wanted to do in our study was to really pinpoint some of the foods that are very highly processed and distinguish those from the foods that are minimally processed, the things that are closer to their natural state.
So what are some of those? People want to know. They want to hear the names now, Dr. Pote. What are some of the most top highly processed foods and beverages? Skip the beverages for now. Let's just stick with the foods, because people look at foods in a can and assume that maybe those are processed, but they're not necessarily. Give us your top processed foods.
Sure. So in our study, we defined a highly processed food as something that had multiple ingredients and was industrially formulated. So some of the top processed foods we found were things like refined grain breads, things like pre-made cookies and other grain desserts, salty snacks like chips, things like candy, and also many of the pre-prepared, frozen meals, that type of thing, and other things like margarine or kind of jarred pasta sauce. These were all considered in our study as highly processed. And what we were trying to distinguish these from are things that are less processed. So some products are very minimally processed. So things like fresh fruits or vegetables, milk, fresh eggs, fresh raw meat. And then some less processed foods are what we call kind of basic processed. So things that are, they're single ingredients, but they have been processed to a little bit greater extent. So things like flour or cooking oils or sugar. So in our study, we really wanted to separate these less processed foods from the highly processed things that are again, things that have many ingredients and are very different than the minimally processed foods, which are closer to how we see them in their natural, plant or animal unprocessed form.
So if we look at the categories that you listed, minimally processed products with very little alteration, bagged salad, frozen meat and eggs, basic processed, single ingredient foods but changed in some way, oil, flour, sugar, moderately processed, recognizable in its original plant or animal source but with plenty of additives, and highly processed, multi-ingredient industrial mixtures. Where do canned vegetables, canned fruit, canned beans, where do those fall in?
So we considered those as moderately processed because many of these products do have addition of salt or sugar. Some fruits are canned in syrup. So they have been processed. But again, the idea is that we still recognize, canned beans, canned fruit, canned vegetables. They're still fairly close to the form that we find in nature. They have been processed in many cases for preservation or with the idea of making food seasonally available. And we really wanted to distinguish these types of products from the more highly processed foods that were really not as close in resembling, fresh fruits or vegetables. So
And so, again, you know, we've always said, Dr. Pody, is, and, you know, I'm an exercise physiologist, and I'm, you know, I do a lot of nutrition. So what we always say is, if you can't read the words on the label, if they're foreign words to you, then that is probably not a food you should be consuming a lot of. You want to be able to either read the label and see milk, cream, sugar, eggs, you know, something like that, that you can read. Or, you know a label at all, which means it's a good all-natural food. So what do you want people to take away from this? You want them to read labels and steer clear of some of those, you know, highly processed and try and stay near the minimally or not processed at all?
Well, in our study, we have a large group of U.S. households that we monitor what the foods and the beverages they purchase throughout the year. So our study is kind of unique because we had all these households that used barcodes to scan the UPC barcodes on the foods and beverages they purchased from grocery stores and other types of stores. And then we could link that to the nutrition facts panel information and as well as the ingredient list. So when we wanted to study how much highly processed foods are these households really purchasing, and we also wanted to know, well, what is the nutrient content? So when we actually compared the highly processed foods in their saturated fat, sugar, and sodium content, and we compared highly processed foods to the less processed foods, we found that households were purchasing highly processed foods that were higher on average in saturated fat, in sugar, and in salt compared to the less processed foods that they were purchasing. So in some senses, we do find overall, yes, highly processed foods are higher in some of these nutrients that we want to avoid.
Yeah, and that's what's making us such an obese society anyway. Now, baked goods, because we only have a minute and a half left, but baked goods, for example, you go to the bakery department at your store or a fresh bakery, you're getting some processed foods, but most of the time they're using all natural ingredients to bake this, or only a few. But if you buy the box foods with a shelf life of 100 years, you're still getting a baked good, but it's all completely processed. So give your best advice. Based on this study and the obesity epidemic that we've got going on in this country today, for people in label reading, processed food, and what do you want them to take away from this?
Well, what we found in our study was that on average, highly processed foods did have a less favorable nutrient profile compared to minimally processed foods. But that being said, what we found here and some of the takeaway message is that the nutrient content of foods is varied greatly among the highly processed foods. There are some that have more favorable nutrition profiles than others. So the idea is we need to consider not just processing, but also actually what the nutrient composition is of the food. So, for example, some minimally processed foods like red meats can be high in saturated fat, and some highly processed foods could potentially have more favorable profiles, so something like a low-sugar whole grain breakfast cereal. So really we need to, I think, the takeaway from our study is that processing isn't necessarily
always a bad thing, right?
Right. We really need to consider the overall, you know, we know things that are higher in fruit and vegetable content could be potentially, you know, more healthful. So we need to consider that, you know, lower sodium content, lower saturated fat, lower added sugars.
And the main message, I think we're out of time, Dr. Pody, and thank you so much. And what an interesting study that you did. But I think the main message, listeners, is to read the labels, get to know what those things mean, saturated fats, trans fats, you know, sodium levels, carbohydrates, sugars, get to know what those things mean. And that's how you can tell if what you're eating is on their list and whether you should be eating it or at least trying to cut down a little bit. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Health Radio right here on Radio MD. Stay well.